have this bundle of reeds, of sticks. So it's a long thing. Have these things. So Rami Bizakve, Rami Bizakve, the Machayev, at the Agarlay. So the way you move it is you pick up one end, stand it up, and let it fall forward. And you keep doing that, that's how you move it forward. So he's not Chayev, Rabbi Yehuda says, because there's no point in time where he took it totally off of the ground. Part of it was always, he always had one end sitting on the ground, and you keep flipping it over and over again. So that case is not Chayev. Not Chayev, not Chayev, not Chayev, not Chayev, until he's accurate, totally. Like Rashi. Second white light. It's just a bundle of long reeds. It traveled very far. Kinyan hazeh in this way. Not in a character. He didn't take it up totally off the ground. He stood it up. And then he threw it forward. Because of Zakwe, then he did it again. Saying so, Akira, there's never an Akira. Okay, fine. Amar Mar, going back to the Braisa. So
if you would like kick a ball along.
Tosis says that kicking a ball is different. Because there's always one part of it which remains. You don't find anywhere. Tosis Miskalgo is different, but over here, because there's always a stop. The parallel case would be if you had something which was square, and you were rolling it. That would be not chayiv, because there's always stops. That's how it works. Something which is, I mean, I guess, you go into deep physics, you know. What?
Therefore, there's no akira.
Because there's no akira over outside of Dalai Lama's. But over here there's constant hanochas which give you less than that space. Yeah.
It's because of the constant hanochas. So if the length of these sticks would be more than 4 amos, that would change it or wouldn't change it?
Wouldn't change it because it's still never had a full akira before it had an hanocha. Right. Amar Mar, we sit back on the brace. A person can stand on this iskufa, this doorstep, and can transfer with the only and with the balabais. So more high iskufa my. What was the case of iskufa? Ilema iskufa rishus rabim. So it was something which was. So Rashi says the example would be you had the doorstep of a mavui, which fronted immediately to the Rishus Rabbim. It had no roof over it. It was not three off the karka, and the lechi, which was the matter of the mavui, was behind it, closer and towards the mavui. So it's really it's excluded beyond. It's beyond the mavui. It's really considered part of the Rishus Rabbim. So if that's the case. So not the balabayas. How can he take from the balabayas? So mapik rishus yachud rishus harab. He's going after rishus harab. Vela must be iskufa rishus yachud. If it's a iskufa, which is part of the rishus yachud. So the case of the movi, it's behind where the lechi is, Rashi says, or it has a roof over it and it's an extension of the house. So then not the minani. How come mile rishus harab rishus yachud? So that he can't interact with the ani. Ella iskuvas karmelis. So we'll say maybe the case was that it was one of these cases, but it was higher than three. So being higher than three makes it into a karmelis. So then, okay, it's not chayiv, but noitam anesed is a chachila. The language of the braisa was he's allowed to do it, he's allowed to take, and so if he's sur, mia isa, it's an isur. Ella iskuvas makab patur ba'almahu. The case was in iskuvas, which is a makab patur, he had the less be dalit al dalit. and there is no dalet al dalet. V'chi ha, t'chi osa Rav Dimi Amar B'yechidon, mokom shem ha-dalet al dalet, t'vochim, sumut adem Rishas ha-yachid, b'yedem Rishas ha-rabim, l'chasta p'lov. Both those from the Rishas ha-yachid and the Rishas ha-rabim can put down their items there to... Well, chaz over here is going to be, you know, like we have to adjust their items there, but it means even if mamash really even mamash to put there is put there. But vashliach lifu, as long as a person shouldn't transfer from Rishas ha-yachid to Rishas ha-rabim that way. Okay. Rashi.
Doesn't have a roof over it. It's not three off the ground. It's under the roof. It's behind the lechi. It itself is 10 high and 4 wide. This group is carbonless, and it is not 10 high, but it is 4 wide. So if that's the case, Hechi Ketani Notu Lechatilo, how you ought to do it? So if Yisrael Drabanan Nikos, Yisrael Drabanan, the answer is a Mokam Batur. Mokam Shemba Arba Al Arba, doesn't have 4 by 4 Tfachim. Who Mokam Asuyim, it is a specific place. Sheesh La Rosh Rochel Ketas, it has a little bit of height, a little bit of width to the height. We can make him was 3 off the ground. In the case over here was that it was near the Rishas Yochid and the Rishas Rabin. The case over there was it has to be at least 3 high. And that's the language of the Brice. Also was the same, that you can't transfer from Rishas Yochid to Rishas Rabin doing that. Okay. Amr Mar.
So his din is that even though it's a
makom b'tor, right? There would
still be a kira
either
way you look at it.
Well, let's see. More is going to touch on that. Amar Mar, u'bavashal yitul mi'vala bayis in the balabayis. You can't transfer from one to the other. But if you did do it, he's potter. So let me tell you to the Rava. The Chodesh Tukash and Rava. Now when Rava says, "Amar b'chevet mitchilas dalad the safe dalad b'shus the Rava." Person transports an item for 4 amos b'shus the Rava. Al v'shehaviroi derech olav. Even if he took it above, Rashi says, even if he took it above 10 tefachim. So the airspace which the item is traveling in now is a makom patur. He picked it up. Lift it up above 10 tefachim, carries it 4 amos and puts it down. So it went from Rishas Rabim to Makom Tur, back to Rishas Rabim. So Rava says that he's chayiv. So you see that the fact that it goes through a Makom Tur in the middle doesn't make you potter. And the Brice over here says going through a Makom Tur in the middle makes you potter. Okay, well, so my answer is the difference is the case of Rava, there was no Hanach at any point in time in the Makom Patur. But the case over here was the person was standing on the Makom Patur, so when the Balabais put it into the hands of that person standing on the Makom Patur, and it said there was a Hanach on the Makom Patur. And then there's a new transfer from him to the Ani, so there's a Hanach in the Makom Patur in the middle. Sakrashi, Taprashi over here. Went above 10 tefachim. It's above the airspace of the Rishas Rabim. Rabbi Makom Patur, and still he's chayiv. Ki harer anchei. Even when he puts it down afterwards, he's chayiv. Alvagav the derech Makom Patur. Also, even though it went through Makom Patur. So more answers. Loi noch. The Makom Patur, but they never landed in the Makom Patur. Rabbi Akira Rishas Rabim. Rabbi Noch Rishas Rabim. So the Akira and the Noch were both done in Rishas Rabim. When you put it into the hands of the person standing in the skufa, that's considered a hanocha in the makom patur.
Okay. Okay. Then the Brisa said further, Acherim Armim, Iskufa Meshemeshesh Shtei Rishuyus, the Iskufa can function as potentially one of two ways. Isman Shepesach Pesuach Kilifnim, Pesach No Kiluchutz. So what exactly is the case? Right, so the Morris right now says we're referring to the Morris assume we're referring to an iskufa of a mavui, and so mavui is three sides. Fourth side, you have to be matter in some way or other. You have to be matter it. So, and then there's like the iskufa where the mavui is. The case over here was the lechi was behind, where the Morris is wearing, the lechi is behind the iskufa, because the lechi is matter from its from behind it and in. So, what exactly is the matter of the iskufa? Well, the truth is the iskufa doesn't extend out beyond the mavui, right? So, and the iskufa, we're assuming, has some form of something on the side. So maybe that thing on the side, which is considered like the lechi itself. The Mora says it's mutter. When the Pesach is pesuach klifnim, v'alfagav the lesle lechi, even though it doesn't have a lechi, v'omer rav chomer bargur, ya'omer rav, tzecha pesach tzarech lechi achar latiroi. The Pesach of the Mavui, even though it has some type of a door frame, so maybe you'll argue that the door frame is like the lechi, right? It's, a lechi was just... The Chazal came along and said that the Midaraisa, the way Rashi learns, Rashi Shita is in Arab, and that Midaraisa, Gimel Mechitzis is Yishus Yachad Araisa. The Chazal came along and said, but the Maisa, since it's totally open at the other end, this, so people are not going to be careful between that and going through Yishus Arabim. So Chazal came along and were matter one of two ways. Either required a lechi, put a, one post on the one side of the mavi, either the right side, left side, doesn't make a difference. And that's like this thing sticking out over there from the wall, so people say, ah, what's that there for? So it's a hecker, it's a reminder to not to go out. So Chazal, we're only mamata to carry there if there's a lechi there. So they're mamata from the inside point of the lechi and onwards. So, but maybe you should count the door post of the Pesach like a lechi. No, that's not true, because there's no real hecker from the door post of that lechi. That's the door post. So the Tech of Pesach needs a lechi achel atira. If there's a lechi behind it, that's very nice, but itself needs its own lechi. You'd have to make a small lechi inside of the width of the door area.
The door, then you got four walls.
The doorway. I don't think it has to say that. I'm not sure. You know, it has. You, well, in other words, I could have.
The fourth wall has a door, so.
No, but the problem is now. So that's true, but now the doorway has a distance itself, so what would be matarit? I want to carry within the doorway. Of this, so in itself, it's a small mavi, in a certain sense.
The doorway is the mavi.
If I have my mavi and I have a door here, and it has a certain distance to it, so isn't that a small mavi? Beyond the door, I have a small mavi. I have walls, and I have three mechitzas. So what allows me to carry into that space? Right, so I need a lechi there to be matter. You don't say that its own doorpost counts as a lechi. That maybe that's only true if it's dalet al dalet. But in a case where it's less than dalet al dalet, you wouldn't need it. But that's not true, because Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, in other words, it's small enough that didn't work mechayev its own separate thing. So this iskufa, how do you tell when the Pesach is pesuach? It's klifnim, you're allowed to carry in it, it needs a lechi. So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, the Moshe gives two terutzim. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hacha by Iskubas Mavi Askinen, Chetz of Makarav, Chetz of Shena Makarav. So now there's another way to matter a Mavi, which is through Karav. Karav, because the more it comes out, functions actually not as a hacker, but Karav is considered a Mechitza. Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that there's a Karav going across, we look at it as if there's a wall there. And that is matter from the outside point of the Karav, not from the inside point. Different than Lechi, which is a matter of an inside point. So it was Makarav, and it was partially Makarav, and partially it was not Makarav. Makarav, Klapi Panim, and the Karav part was closer to the inside part of the doorway. So you have a doorway, and it was partially covered, and partially not covered, but the covered part was closer to inside as opposed to outside. Now, Karav is only matter if it has a stat, if it has Karav. Then that it has a car to be matter, like a mechitza, it has a matter, an area which has a cheshivas to it. In other words, so if it's too small, so then there's no din of kara. It doesn't create that. So now, so that's what happens. So pesach pesuach kalifnim. If the pesach is pesuach, so there's a significant airspace there, so the kara now can be matter. It is being matter, like it's being matter the whole mavud. When the Pesach is null, so you have to matter that small airspace, that's not large enough to have a din of a mavui that the carrier can be matter with the carrier inside of it. Pesach is null kilochutz. So and that the shear for that is dalad. Yes?
So we're talking about a single beam.
Single beam across, yeah. No. This is not going back on that same scuba. It's different then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Elam Biskupas Bias Haskin. We're talking about a case of Biskupas Bias. To go in the case of Shakira B'Shtei Karis, Shein Bar Arba, Shein Bezu Arba, Vein Bezu Arba, Vein Bein Zul Zul Shloisha. Medelas be'emsa, and so you had this doorway, which had so the house. Then you have the doorway, which constricts the house, and you just have the air, which is the doorway. There's a cover here, and there's a cover here, and there's a space between the two covers of the house. Neither one of the covers is a full shear of a rishus yachid of itself. But there's a love between the two of them. So between the two of them, you have a full area which is 4x4, and the door is right under that air under the gap. So if the door is right under the gap, so you can't say lovud in the case when the door is shut. So it's mevatel the hecker that these two things are connected because there's this door which seems to separate the two of them. So it takes away the hecker that they're connected. So you lose your lovud. So pesa pesuach is kalifnim. So when the door is open, so there's a lover. This now becomes a area which is 4x4, and its kara now will act as its piya of the pitikra, the end of the kara, will be counted like the fourth mechitza. So it has the inside and the two walls. Where's the fourth wall? The fourth wall is going to be the pitikra is yard v'saisim. This is the Nevkara, that the outer point of the Tikra, of the can come down and count like a Mechitza. So you have an area which is covered, Halacha looks like the end of the roof, if it's a flat roof, that it's considered like a Mechitza.
Why is it no longer? Because it's not, once it's connected, you lose your debt.
But the love of it has to be on something which is... you don't say Pitikra Yard Vesoysim on something which is not Dalit. It has to have a din of a Malkum to have a din of Pitikra Yard Vesoysim. So you want to say Loba between this piece which is not Dalit and this piece is not Dalit, but since the door closes in the middle, so you don't see the connection between the two points anymore because they seem to be separated because you can't see the two at the same time. Because there's a door in the middle now. The door doesn't stick up into the space, but the point is, but you're standing down here. I only see one. I go outside, I only see the other one. I don't see both together. So that lack of Hecker prevents it to be considered, perceived as one thing, so you don't say Lovud anymore. So the lack of Lovud says you don't have a Dalal Dalal, so you have it in a Pitaka Yard Besaisen.
So if it's a low door that I can see over, then it's the worst?
Theoretically, yeah.
So this is a horizontal Lovud.
It's a horizontal Lovud, yeah. Yeah, see Rashi. Right.
But the person in the middle was doing all the work.
Right. That was a Makom Patur. This is the front part of the guy's house. It's not a Makom Patur. Okay. So Rashi. Fourth line. Pesach pesuk. So the daitach the mavi shachsher b'lachi. Case was in the mavi, which the heter was through the lachi. But the choyev lifnim in the iskupa. The lachi is behind the iskupa. Behind the kamatama, the Moshe says so. Vavu let's say lachi. I mean, b'chutz there's no lachi. V'amarav chomer. You need a lachi. He said tocha pesach shom mavi. Dahan rochav iskupa. Tocha pesach is going to be the width of your doorstep. Tzarech lachi achal latira. It needs another lachi. That's usually behind the iskufa, mezaka for that, and it's standing up by it. So we're also yishtamish neged lechi. You cannot carry. So you put the lechi there by the doorway, by the end of the by where you have the doorstep. That's where your lechi would be. That's great. The problem is, as the shtamish neged lechi, el mechud l'pinim y'lefnim. You're allowed to carry from inside the inner part of the lechi. You're allowed to carry. Have a heker mechitza. That's where people will notice the mechitza. You're standing in the mavui, and you notice this thing jutting out. So standing in the mavui, you notice something sticking up. If you're standing in the space of the skufa, you see a wall on the side. You don't notice it. Therefore, it's not considered a heker mechitza. And lechi is matir mishum heker. So there's no heker mechitza, so you only can carry from the behind the lechi and inside. The case was it wasn't dalid in the thickness, the length of the wall. It's not another rishos. So maybe in this situation, so it's not dalid, so you're allowed to carry. It's not like a separate rishos. So then you are allowed to carry from the outer point of the lechi, and behind. And the lechi over here would be the this thickness of the wall. That'll be your lechi. So maybe you're allowed to carry over there because it's not a set of separate issues. So said, no, even if it's only, it doesn't have dalad, we still are not matur connected the lechi. So, hachabi skubas mavi askinun kino kamartis, it's skubas mavi. Avaloibim mavi shakshere belechi. The case over here is the heter was to occur, not through lechi. Okay, b'kara samavi shur rechava is tefach. It has to be a tefach wide. Perakama deirvin. Miskuva vobi a pesach mistami rechavim heim. And so the mavi the kara can be a tefach wide, and that's good enough. Tefach wide, you know, in going distance that way. So that's the thickness of your beam. Okay. So it didn't necessarily cover the whole area of the skufa and the opening. So nimsah chetzer some over a pesach makura v'chetzer and a makura. So part of it's covered and part of it's not covered. Kenshiniach a kara klapi panim, and the kara was on the closed inner side, not all the way at the edge of the mavi. Hilcha pesach basuach lifnim. Okay, so if the pesach is basuach, we count that area as is inside. Which means from the outer point of the kara and the inside, you're allowed to carry. So the commander b'muta lishamish tachas the kara, you're allowed to carry under the kara, as opposed to being allowed to carry next to the lechi, which you can't, but you're allowed to carry under the kara. Om mishum tam hekara milabar kid mafarish b'tutai be'erivim. So there's a machlokes whether the kara is mata al heker or al mechitza. So if you learn as Matros Hecker, so why is that? Because the beam, you do notice that there's something above you, so even the outer edge would still be a Hecker. Whereas the wall, when you're standing inside the area of the Lechi, you just see it as part of the wall, so you don't notice it. Imishum dekara, mishum chitzo. Or if you learn Kara's Mishum Chitza, then the outer edge of the Kara functions like a wall coming down. That's a Lacha Moshe Misina, if you learn like that. So if it's open, so that you're not a carrier there. Pesach Nol, Madela Shekhev Pifnei Eskufa, Hapinimis, the door is behind this doorstep, and it closes off behind it. And the Holy Skufa is beyond the door. Kilachutz, it's like it's outside. A fiddle tachas a kara, even under the kara. Ah, it's under the kara. And a kara is like a machitza, let's say. The kiman de nisim hamavi, but a kara. Kara is only halacha on an area, on a space. So the kara cannot function as a machitza if there's nothing to be, there's no area to be matter. Look, remember Yerba says, and you can't take Yerba says, and the machitza shein bachalal, ha machitza is dalad, and a machitza. So this mechitza doesn't have a space of dalad, doesn't function as a mechitza. Well, shaych behu taras good alchis. So Rashi learns that the concept of pitikiyar v'soisim really goes under the umbrella of the concept in halacha called good alchis. But you lower down a mechitza. Good as a wall, alchis goes down. So, but good achas only applies to an area which is has mechitzas to it. Okay, so that would be the case of. So that's why if the door is shut, there's nothing. The area within the skiva was not large enough to have a halacha of mechitzas that you can now use the kara as a matir to carry underneath the kara. When the door is shut, it is not going to be Rishus Rabim. Depends how high it is. It might be Rishus, either if it's small off of Rishus Rabim, potentially. Right, so that was more referred to that before, as he scooped Rishus Rabim. That was case of Rishus Rabim. Right. When the door is open, it's Hey, Rishus Yachid. Right, so that's the Chiddush of the Cherem. Say, it's good with Meshamesh, stay Rishuyas, it can function as two, but Rishuyas, depending on the door is open or not. That's the Chiddush of the case. Again, what? The point puts it there from where? From Rishus Rabim? Yeah. From inside.
From the outside.
Somebody Rishus Rabim put something there. Okay, so you put it in Rishus Rabim. Okay. Right?
And somebody inside opens the door. The object is in Rishus Rabim.
You can take it inside. Look,
take it inside.
Right. Yes. Now, so Rashi, why according to. No. I'm sure. I don't think Chazal will be matter to chachila. It's a dangerous thing to do, but Rav Yehuda bar Rav. So Rav Yehuda bar Rav said in the case of the skufas mavi, why you could try to do the same thing with the skufas bias. So Rashi lochila ukma be skufas bias. The stam bias pesach shaloi yesh to mashkev milamalo. It has a mashkev on top, which covers the whole area. And that's the situation. Usually the thickness of the wall was dal mindelas the steam is piatikra. There was an area of four beyond the door till the mashkev ended. That was usually, that's where their houses were built. Okay. Within the mutzi the ukme kula makura el shein berocha oviv dal, as long as it wasn't four wide, that's good enough. I'm sure the stam oviv achayma. And a pachas medala, but their thickness of their walls was dalat tvachim, like you have in Yilum Beginim Abbas. So their walls usually were six tvachim thick, but the door was usually on the inner part. So you would, the case of the bayis, usually it was wider. Tosfos gives a different answer, but that's Rashi's answer. Comes along with Rashi, and Rashi says, I can give you the case because it's kufas bayis. Shekuloi Pesach is makura. It is covered, which is like we usually expected by the Pesach of a bayis. But at the time of the, so why is it the Pesach no kilachutz? Because Shekira over a Pesach b'shtei kovers, they put two different coverings over there. Because if you have one board which is, or one, you know, piece which is connected, you know, actually there's no airspace, you know, one piece which is dalad minabe yard besoisim. So then you say the end, the outer point of it comes down and exits the mechitza. Vesuli also in the ilus delus and mevatel the mechitza. So the fact that you shut the door will not be mevatel. So if it's one piece which is 4x4 itself. So the fact that you shut the door does not mevatel. It's a mokum of 4x4. So it has the pitik or yerbesos. The kara is pitik or yerbesos. Mevatel who shaykev bim. So even if the door shuts in the middle, it's not a problem. The mavi, it's not like a case of the mavi which we say the door affects it. The kiras mavi kitzarihi. L'huchshar ela the mavi. It's not a full area; it's short. I'm not sure what Rashi means. The hushel of the mavi that only. I'm not sure what those words mean. Hell, pesach nol. In the case of the pesach nol, but the mataris kara, it doesn't have the kara. The ozalei mavi. There's no mavi there. And so okay, so Rashi means. So the kara is a din which only works when you have a mavi. You only have mechitzas around it. And you don't have a mechitzas around it if you shut the door. That's because it's small. Avatikras Dalid, the case where you have Dalid, Loibodla, Uridus Stimasa Benilas Dalis, since it has an area of 4 in the kerr itself, as opposed to the average kerr of the Mavi was only a tefach thick. Well, if you have something which is 4, that will not lose its status of Pitirka Yerbasarism by shutting the door. Talacha Moshe Vesinai, who? Then you say good, beloved, but definitely not kumba, but makam dal. But there's a makam dal, you say all these different dinim of good and loved, and etc. So what's the problem over here? V'halcha time of mishum, the shtei karis, havu, there was two, you made it in two pieces. Shein bezur bo, v'loi bezur bo, neither one had 4. V'vein v'neim gimel, there's not a gap of more of 3 tefachim. But that was mesukan liyos noel be'emsa, and the door shuts in the middle. If the door is open, we say good, and it's one long piece, and then you say Peter Kiyar Vesosin. The Kimin Neim Benem Gimel, Amin and Lavud, Mavi Kichad, it's one long piece. Upia Hachitzon Yar Vesosin, Dohashta Eats Medalit. Between the two of them, there's a thickness of Dalit. But if it's Pesach, Nol is Kilachutz. Kimin the Be'em Sahu, since the door is in the middle, Nimsahu, Mavsik Benem, Umakakan Zumizu, it separates the two. Shein nirois yachad, you cannot see the two at the same time. They're lover ben lover. You say that they're connected. You don't say the lover, and therefore, like remember, bechitzan apia yari v'sosim don't eat less bedalit. So forget about the inner one. Let the outer one do particular yari v'sosim by itself. It can't because it's not 4. So it doesn't have a din of mechitza that it can say particular yari v'sosim. Okay. Okay, let's see the Gemara right there. Yeah. In Hoysa Iskubas, Gavoya Yud Rechava Dalit, a razor Rishus La'atzma. So if you had an Iskuba which was 10 high and 4 wide, it's considered a separate Rishus. What exactly is it talking about? So now we're explaining this point. The Gemara says, Mesayay Le the Rav Yitzchok Baravdimi, Lamar Yitzchok Baravdimi. I remember how you were mayor. If you quote the name of a mayor, remember Acherim is mayor. It's another name for a mayor because you're Talmud of Acher. He's referred to as Acherim sometimes. So a mayor said the following halacha: There's one rishus, but there's two areas in that rishus, both which have a din of the same rishus. What do I mean? Amud rishus of Yachid. Gavoy Yud Berchav Adal. So you have an Amud Mishas Yachid, which is 10 high and 4 wide. So it's a Batsim is its own Mishas Yachid. But it's inside of Mishas Yachid. So there's Mishas Yachid inside of Mishas Yachid. So no problem. Midaraisa, no problems over here. Also, the Kasa would love you. Cannot go from Rosh Hashayachid, the outer Rosh Hashayachid, and put something down on this other, this Amud. Because there you might end up doing that in Rosh Hashayachid, where in Rosh Hashayachid, it's the problem of Rosh Hashayachid, that would be problematic. Same with the Mils of the Acherim. It's the last point of Acherim. The price of the level, which is called the price of what a knockout law, the Frushe Kamayam Mamar. See, the more really should have said Mamar, but that's the point. We're quoting it. Now we're explaining it. So that's usually introduced with the words of Mamar, but whatever reason, it didn't say Mamar over here. Shus Latzmo, Bimetalton Bo, Afilim in a bias, Babagav the Shemesh as a Yachid. You cannot be metalto from the bias to it, or it to the bias, even though they're both Rishas a Yachid. And that's what Meir is then. That's what it comes out to be, right. And Rosh Hashayachid, which is potentially, which you could potentially have such a thing in Rosh Hashayachid. In other words, it's exeric, because you might have a similar scenario in Rosh Hashayachid, you have this almond, you know, this thing standing there in Rosh Hashayachid, where there it's a problem, because it's Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashayachid together. Tosis sort of asked the question that something which is movable, that Ramirez didn't ask it, because that people perceive that's not like its own, you know, they don't perceive it as its own makom. I'm not sure he's talking about a case of the mamash inside of a bias. His case was you had a rechotzer and there was a thing, so people could mistake that same type of scenario as being in Rosh Hashanah. They're not going to move their count, you know. It's more like an area within a chutz, so you have your issue.
Given that, it would sound like you could ask.
Yeah, let's just finish. I just want to finish Rashi. Okay? Amar Meir, to who Achaim can mean by Harius, it's a mayor. Meir Shazachas, Shishneim Shazayachas, Zenamak was a Gaboya. The both are Shazayachid, but one's higher, one's lower. Good, Amar Shazayachid. Also, Chatzalav in a chutzr. And I said the case is the case of chotzer. You can't put something on it from the chotzer. Rukshim teir shesram, because gavoy. In case you have this tail and shesram, gavoy yud ruchav dal. The habi shes a yachid over there. They can you with their eyes. Shes a rabim the chaser below. So that if you allow you to do it in the chotzer, you might end up doing the same thing with shes a rabim, and that's a problem. So Meir made it clear you can't do that. Yes.